Our first speaker, we actually have two wonderful teachers speaking today. We know, as everywhere in our society, schools have been another microcosm of the fight for the struggle for Palestinian rights and the fight for our right to even express our support for the Palestinian people against the various forces of repression and censorship in this country. Our first speaker today is Wasim Alhaj. He is a public school teacher who has been victimized for the simple act of trying to wear his keffiyeh to school. And he's going to tell his story today, so please make him welcome. Thank you, Wasim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa ma tawakkuli wa la'atimadi illa ala Allah. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, I praise Allah and put my trust and reliance on Allah. I acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land where we meet and pay my respect to elders past, present, and emerging. I wish to thank and acknowledge all of you for your efforts, and especially the Palestinian Action Group, and thank them for allowing me to speak today. I have come to know so many of you out here week after week, and I commend your efforts and commend your persistence and resilience. No good action is insignificant. Always remember that. I am Wasim Alhaj, an Australian man of Palestinian and Lebanese heritage. My father was born in Haifa, Palestine. He turns 86 years old next week. My father is older than the Zionist occupation. My father is a Nakba survivor. In 1948, he was driven out of his home by Zionist terrorists at the time. He was a child at that point, and this severed his connections with family, friends, and land. Many here have spoken about the horrors of the Nakba and the ongoing attacks, including the genocide of Palestinians in Gaza and the recent attacks in Jenin. Today I will share something a bit different about my experience as a teacher at a public school here in Sydney. I speak as a private citizen. I work as a careers advisor in a public school in Sydney, and I'm also my union's anti-racism contact for the Eastern Suburbs branch. Racial and religious discrimination and vilification is abhorrent and rejected regardless of who the target is. I released a video last week with a public interest disclosure regarding racial discrimination in the New South Wales Department of Education. And an independent journalist, Alex McKinnon, has written an article. Raise your hand if you saw these. Anyone? Okay, good to know. My father gifted me a keffiyeh when I was young. And until recently, it was my only Palestinian cultural garment that I owned. I kept it safe. It is this specific garment that I'm wearing today. I now own a collection of keffiyehs to match my outfits, and the stall owners here have come to know me. I have been teaching in schools for over a decade with excellent practice. In 2024, I was awarded the Careers Advisor of the Year in New South Wales and the ACT Award. If you are a parent or grandparent of a child in a public school, or an uncle or aunt, please listen carefully. On May 15th, 2024, I was summoned to my principal's office alone. I was told he had been directed from above to direct me to remove my keffiyeh. I was told if I did not comply immediately, the action would be taken against me. That afternoon, I received an email from the neighboring school that I must bring my driver's license to pray from now on, and later that they would need to photocopy my driver's license and keep it on record. That's after being going there for 6 years with no issue. I was told this has been a coincidence in timing. That evening, my office was found unlocked and wide open by a colleague with the lights on for the first time in 6 years. I asked my boss if there had been a complaint. He said not that he knew of, and that this had possibly come down from the minister. I was shocked by the blatant racial discrimination. I was later told that I would be monitored for a range of matters on the instruction of the director to my principal because I stated that I had been the target of racial discrimination. Now, let me ask you, what does the 15th of May mark? Nakba. The 15th of May is the Nakba commemoration, the Palestinian catastrophe, when my father and other Palestinians were forced out of their homes at the risk of their being slaughtered, a well-known date. This day was also a day of tragedy in my specific school, an anniversary of a student dying suddenly the year before, and an anniversary of a teacher dying suddenly the year before that. Is this how we support staff and students? The New South Wales Department of Education chose this day to take aim at me for being visibly Palestinian. And it did not stop there. I tried raising my complaints through my union, the New South Wales Teachers Federation Union, who march here with us every week, and I can see them out the back. I'll give a wave over there. But there was no positive outcome. I was subsequently told by my boss that any symbol of Palestine is seen as a symbol of conflict by the department. I am a symbol of Palestine and I am a Palestinian. Subsequently, I was asked to a meeting with a director who suddenly made it unexpectedly a disciplinary meeting, raised her voice at me, tried to force me on leave, and told me that this impacts my ability to do my job. She also said that she would be extending this treatment to Jewish teachers and didn't care when I told her that this is inappropriate and anti-Semitic. So I tried to raise my concerns on this racial discrimination with my local Labor State Member of Parliament, Steve Camper, who also happens to be the Minister for Multiculturalism. His office wouldn't allow me to meet with him, and I'm still waiting. Eventually, his office wrote to the Minister for Industrial Relations and the Deputy Premier. The Deputy Premier, Prue Carr, replied but did not acknowledge racial discrimination at all. She basically said that I had been shown procedural fairness and that I know my obligations as an employee. Racial discrimination is abhorrent and rejected regardless who the target is. The story from the department has changed so many times. At first I was told there is no complaint. Then I was told that there is a complaint. Then I was told that there is a complaint from a parent I needed to respond to. Then that there are no complaints, but in fact six anonymous concerns. Then that they are actually complaints again and not anonymous after all. Until now, I have not been given a single complaint to respond to. I don't know if there ever was a complaint. This conduct constitutes harassment and bullying, in my view, in addition to racial discrimination. An investigation is underway by SOFERC New South Wales regarding psychosocial hazards in my workplace. I am an Australian Palestinian man who wears a keffiyeh as it brings me comfort at this time. The Secretary of the Department, Nirat Dizdar, has been aware of this matter for some time. I was horrified when I heard the Department of Education was extending its anti-Palestinian treatment to students. I've heard cases of people's written work being excluded, students' written work being excluded for mentioning the word Gaza. Articles for school magazines on social justice facing obstacles if they reference Gaza. Students being excluded or threatened with suspension. We all heard at this rally about the case of the student at Condell Park High School who was being excluded from an event by his school for wearing a scarf with a Palestinian pattern to his graduation, while students of other cultures could wear their cultural garments. However, there are other shocking cases, including targeting of a primary school student reported by the Australian National Imams Council. The majority of these cases are occurring in schools in southwest Sydney, where there is a high number of students of Australian-Palestinian background. All children deserve to be safe in our schools. I maintain that. All children deserve to be safe in our schools. The Australian Human Rights Commission describes impacts of racial discrimination on children, including sadness, depression, constant fear of being attacked, headaches, and more. Our kids must not be subjected to this treatment. Parents and elders, as school resumes this week, make sure you have a welcoming environment at home for your child to be comfortable to come to you and tell you this is what's happening at school, if it is happening to them. And don't accept racial discrimination in any form. If your child has been targeted or discriminated against through school in the last 2 years, raise a complaint with the Australian Human Rights Commission. You have 2 years from the date of the incident to do so. Or if it's within 1 year, you can raise it with the Anti-Discrimination New South Wales. Also, report these incidents to Action Against Islamophobia and complain in writing to the New South Wales Department of Education. Irrespective of the government of the day or the personal positions of Chris Minns or Prue Carr, public departments must never become branches of political action. Rather, they should continue to serve the public, including providing inclusive public education for all children through the New South Wales Department of Education. What is happening on the other side of the world should not be impacting on how we implement racial discrimination laws here in Australia in a school in Sydney. Our children deserve to be able to come to school and be safe. We will not be discriminated against, and our culture will not be excluded or erased. Speak up for our children and for our future. This is the first time under this... So, you know, I've worked as a teacher since 2010 under many state government leaders. Think about all the things that have happened in the world since then. This is the first time under this state government, under this state Labor government, that I have been targeted in this way. I've been informed that I have been reported internally for going public regarding this racial discrimination. I will be defending my human rights and will explore all legal actions. A GoFundMe will likely be circulating soon to raise funds regarding this. I became a teacher to make a positive difference in the world. I know my students, past and present, have benefited from my contributions, and I will continue to rally against such discrimination for all members of our community, whether they are Palestinian or not. As teachers, we care for our children, including for their welfare. This is part of our practice and our responsibility. I understand Teachers for Palestine group have organized a rally mid-February against anti-Palestinianism in schools, so follow them for updates. Be moral. This is my message that I'm leaving you with. Be moral, be brave, and speak up. As the Palestinians in Palestine teach us and teach the world, لَنَّرْكَعْ لِلْظُلْمِ وَلَنَّخْدَعْ. We will not bow down to oppression, and we will not submit.